Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Opportunity, amen, that God has kept us so that we could be able to receive one tonight, amen. Welcome to Wednesday night Bible studies. Let us pray as we enter in. I welcome everyone with the love of Christ. I pray that you will come to receive. I pray that you're coming expecting, amen, to receive a mighty great word from God that will bring change to your life, peace to your mind, joy to your spirit, amen, restoration to your soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, hallelujah, that you will release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. I come against every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, every hindering spirit, right now, spirit of distraction, confusion, frustration, procrastination, limitation, and I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare our deliverance. Oh Lord, I pray and ask in Jesus' name, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you on tonight, great and mighty. Let that be a great pouring in right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word as it go forth, oh God. Oh Lord, that we may, hallelujah, have an understanding that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the scripture take root and manifest in us all, that it be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you to have your way in this Bible study in us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we pray for divine position and order. and guidance for our lives continually. And we just want to say thank you by faith. We receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It is in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, welcome to Wednesday Night Bible Study. Make sure that you have your Bibles available, pen and paper on tonight to take notes as we continue in our lesson of study about the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Spirit, amen, the Comforter, amen, hallelujah, the Helper, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, and we are ready to receive. Tonight we're going to start in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 2. And I'll be coming out the New King James Version to start us off, okay? So I'll give you all a moment there to grab, to get to Romans 8, verses 1 through 2. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're tuning in online right now, we want you to give us call in to the line so you can be a part of the Bible study and the discussion. If you have any questions, that you may have or any concerns you want to address, please call in at 845-277-9213. We'll be happy to answer any questions or address any concerns that you may have. Amen. So please do call in to the number. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading right now. Hallelujah. So if you're at, again, the chapter is the book is Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 2, and I'm going to, again, be coming out the New King James Version of the Bible, okay? All right, so I'm going to read now Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 1 through 2. The Bible reads, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." That is Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 2. So understand, the Holy Spirit is never the cause of depression, stress, anxiety, or confusion. He is always the solution to those conditions. Amen. So when we look at the scripture, hallelujah, here in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 2, we see here when the Bible says not guilty, hallelujah, not guilty, amen, let him go free. What would those words mean to you if you were on death row? The fact is that the whole human race is on death row, justly condemned and repeatedly breaking God's holy law. Without Jesus, we would have no hope at all. But thank God, he has declared us not guilty and has offered us freedom from sin and power to do his will. The Spirit of life is the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of life is the Holy Spirit. The indwelling Spirit is the Holy Spirit of God. He was presented at the creation of the world, and he is the power behind the rebirth of every Christian. He gives us the power we need to live the Christian life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're just now tuning in, we are still, hallelujah, in our lesson of study about the Holy Spirit. Understand the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our helper, our comforter. Amen. Our gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you turn with me now to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 16. Verse 14 and 16, I'm sorry. John chapter 14, verse 16. John chapter 14, verse 16. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 14, verse 16, it says, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth, verse 17, let's read that. Verse 17 says, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you." Amen. So we're talking about the Holy Spirit. When Jesus mentions another helper, he used the Greek word allos. which means another of the same kind. So Jesus promised he would send someone just like him to be with us and love us just as he does. So the Holy Spirit's presence within us is an expression of God's love towards us. That's enough to shout. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. When we look at these scriptures in particular, church, on tonight, hallelujah, in understanding, Jesus was soon going to leave the disciples, but he would remain with them. How could this be? The helper, the Spirit of God himself, would come after Jesus was gone to care for and guide the disciples. So the regenerating power of the Spirit came on the disciples just before Jesus' ascension, and the Spirit was poured out on all the believers at the Pentecost. Shortly after Jesus ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit is the very presence of God within us and all believers, helping us to live as God wants in building Christ's church on the earth. By faith, we can appropriate the Spirit's power each day. Amen. Hallelujah. The word translated helper combines the ideas of comfort and counsel. The Holy Spirit is a powerful person that's on our side, working for and with us. Amen. Hallelujah. When we look at verse 17, it says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world could not receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you. We're talking about the indwelling Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Understanding that he lives within us and in us. He teaches us. He reminds us of Jesus' words. He convicts us of sins. Amen. He shows us God's righteousness and announces God's judgment on evil. He guides us into truth and gives insight into future events. He brings glory to Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit has been active among people from the beginning of time, but after Pentecost, he came to live in all believers. Many people are unaware of the Holy Spirit's activities, but to those who hear Christ's words and understand the Spirit's power, the Spirit gives a whole new way to look at life. Amen. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Spirit, the helper, the comforter. Amen. Hallelujah. The gift. Amen. If you go down, if you drop down to in John 14, verse 26 with me, the Bible says in 26, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said. Hallelujah. So when we look at this scripture, understand the word helper is parakletos, which means one who walks alongside, assists us, and in our steadfast companion. Scripture teaches that every believer has a constant, unending, faithful companion that is the presence of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus, in verse 26, Jesus promised the disciples that the Holy Spirit would help them remember what he had been teaching them. This promise ensures that the validity of the New Testament, the disciples were eyewitnesses of Jesus' life and teachings, and the Holy Spirit helped them remember without taking away their individual perspectives, so we can be confident that the Gospels are accurate records of what Jesus taught and did. Amen. So the Holy Spirit can help us in the same way. So as we study the Bible, we can trust him to plant truth in our minds. Amen. And convince us of God's will and reminds us when we stray from it. Amen. It is so important. It is so important. Hallelujah. That you receive the Holy Spirit, that you welcome the Holy Spirit, amen, hallelujah, to dwell in you, amen, to be housed in you, amen. In the name of Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit of the living God, amen. Now, if you go over to the book of Psalms, hallelujah, Psalms 90, we're going to start Psalms 90, verse 1 through 2, Psalms 90. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalms 90, verse 1 through 2. Psalms 90, verse 1 through 2. Amen. The Bible reads in the New King James Version, Lord, You have been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you have formed the earth and the world, even the everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You are God. So when we look at the scripture, amen, we are limited by time. We see only today as, you know, we see only today and can only guess what tomorrow. We only can guess about tomorrow. But when, hallelujah, but when God works in your life, he knows all things, sees all of our days. Amen. And it's, hallelujah. He knows all things. He sees all of our days. Your days is present everywhere, has all power, and is not hindered by earthly limitations as we are. See, all three persons of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit work in cooperation to accomplish his plans, amen, for your life with full knowledge of your past, your todays, and your tomorrows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And if we go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm sorry, y'all. 2 Thessalonians, yes. Chapter 2, verse 13. The Bible says, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. That's in verse 13 here. So when we look at the scripture and understanding here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, many people seem to think that the Holy Spirit has only been poured out on those who are preachers, teachers, missionaries, or some other type of full-time Christian work. Not so. The anointing power of the Holy Spirit is for every believer. Every believer. Amen. Every believer. If you go over to the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8 with me, that's going to be the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8 with me. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So when we look at the scripture here and understand, see, I think one of the primary reasons the church is so weak today is that we don't understand who the Holy Spirit is. He's some cloud or some vapor or some and just have an understanding, because when we understand who the Holy Spirit is, the Holy Spirit is a person. He is a person. And we don't know how he relates to us. So, but he is the very power of God living within us, enabling us to do what we would never be able to do apart from a personal experience with him. So understanding that. And when you look at the scripture here in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, power from the Holy Spirit is not limited to strength beyond the ordinary. That power also involves courage, boldness, confidence, insight, ability, and authority. So the disciples would need all these gifts to fulfill their mission. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, you can experience the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen. Jesus promised the disciples that they would receive power to witness after they received the Holy Spirit. Notice the progression. They would receive the Holy Spirit, and then he would give them power, and then they would witness with extraordinary results. See, often we try to reverse the order and witness by our own power and authority. See, witnessing is not showing what we can do for God. It is showing and telling what God has done for us. Amen. See, Jesus had instructed his disciples to witness to people of all nations about him. but they were told to wait for first for the Holy Spirit. God has important work for you to do for him, but you must do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. We often like to get on with the job, even if it means running ahead of God, but waiting sometimes is a part of God's plan. So are you waiting and listening for God's complete instructions, or are you running ahead of his plans? See, we need God's timing and power to be truly effective. See, this verse describes a series of a widening circle. See, the gospel was to spread geographically from Jerusalem into Judea and Samaria and finally to the whole world. It would begin with the devout Jews in Jerusalem and Samaria, spreading to the mixed race of Samaria, and finally be offered to the Gentiles in the uttermost parts of the earth. See, God's gospel has not reached its final destination if someone in your family, your workplace, your school, or your community hasn't heard about Jesus Christ. So make sure that you are contributing in some way to the ever-widening circle of God's loving message. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, the indwelling spirit. Amen. The inward voice. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says in the book of Psalm 51, verse 3 through 4, it says that I know my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. See, it's the Holy Spirit's job, not ours, to convict people of their sin. It is the Holy Spirit's job. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2, it says, the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his words was on my tongue. So the Holy Spirit is a vital part of everything in the Word of God, including the very inspiration of the Word itself. Amen. So, hallelujah. If you want to know what the Holy Spirit thinks about something, read the Bible. The Scripture is his thoughts on paper. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17, all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. And that's in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. Again, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. Hallelujah. And understanding this, the whole Bible is God's inspired word because it is inspired and trustworthy. We should read it and apply it to our lives. The Bible is our standard protecting everything else that claims to be true. It is our safeguard against false teachings and a source of guidance for how we should live. It is our only source of knowledge about how we can be saved. God wants to show you what is true and equip you to live for him. How much time do you spend in God's word? Read it regularly to discover God's truth and to become confident in your life and faith. Develop a plan for reading the whole Bible, not just the familiar passages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so excited, you all. I stay excited. I'm just in a place of gratefulness, and that keeps me excited because I know that God is with me. I thank God for the Holy Spirit on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to open up the lines for any questions or comments. If you have any questions or any comments at this time, please feel free to press 1 or to call in to the church line at 845-277-9213. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go over now to we're going to go to the book of Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm going to read, if you're just tuning in, I'm coming out the New King James Version. And it's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. The Bible says in verse 11, hallelujah, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. And understanding this, understanding the scripture here, understanding what is the scripture saying. See, the Bible ascribes to him all the distinctives of personality. Specifically, the Holy Spirit is described as having one, knowledge, two, will, and three, emotion. He is not a power to be harnessed and manipulated. He has a mind and will of his own. To tap into the Holy Spirit is not to enhance one's ability. I want us to understand to carry out one's will. Oh, no. On the contrary, the power of the Holy Spirit is available only to those whose intentions is to carry out his will. Amen. To do God's will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, my Lord, my God, if you go to here, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, so we can read it together, it says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit lives in me permanently. The Holy Spirit is God. Just as our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, the local church of Christian community is God's temple. The understanding is the Holy Spirit is God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be wrapping up here shortly. I do want to have a time of where we all can participate. If you have any questions or any concerns, please press 1. If you want to answer any questions that you have and address any concerns that you may have on tonight about the lesson of study. Okay? Okay. So since we are in Corinthians, let us go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. If you turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 with me, church. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 through 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 through 22. All right. The Bible says, now he who established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we look at the scripture, Apostle Paul mentions two gifts God gives when we become believers. One, a seal of ownership to show who our master is. And two, the Holy Spirit, who guarantees that we belong to him and will receive all his benefits. The Holy Spirit guarantees that salvation is ours now and that we will receive so much more when Christ returns. The great confident power the Holy Spirit gives in this life is a foretaste or down payment, a guarantee of the benefits of our eternal life in God's presence. See, with the privilege of belonging to God comes the responsibility of identifying ourselves as his faithful servants. Don't be ashamed to let others know that you are his. The Holy Spirit is God's assurance that our salvation is secure. It is promised for us for all eternity. Amen. It is promised to us for all eternity. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 to 24, the Holy Spirit, it says, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. So the Holy Spirit is a vital, important part of your life. Why? The Father is in heaven as your creator and sovereign king, ruling all creation. Jesus is seated at his right hand, making intercession for you as your Savior, Lord, and advocate. But the Holy Spirit is here living within you. He is your helper, anointer, encourager, and comforter. He is the one living within you, enabling you to be all God wants you to be. Amen. All that God wants you to be. I'm going to wrap up here on tonight, here shortly, here with a few scriptures. If you want to take that down here, I'll give you a few other scriptures here. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're talking about, if you're just tuning in, this indwelling spirit, we're talking about the Holy Spirit of the living God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 through 5, again in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 through 5, the Bible says, my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith will not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. So that's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'm sorry, verse 4 through 5. So if we go through our lives neglecting or ignoring the person and the work of the Holy Spirit, we're going to be losers because we will never experience the awesome victory God has for us, the triumph that can only come if we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5 through 4, it says, what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge. So the Holy Spirit is God's seal of ownership on us throughout eternity. He claims us forever as his children, and our redemption brings him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 through 32, that any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven people, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. See, blasphemy against the Spirit is unforgivable because it means denying Jesus Christ is who he says he is and denying his gift of salvation. 2 Peter 1 and 3 says that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. See, the Holy Spirit is a change agent. Radical change is possible. We have everything we need to become all he wants us to become. There are many things that this world wants you to be and to become. But when you have the Holy Spirit that dwells in you, he gives you all that you need to become all that God has called you to be, all that he wants you to become. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to wrap up here on tonight, but we're going to come back here next Wednesday. If you have any questions or any, if anything you want to share tonight regarding the subject, the lesson, please press 1 or call in at 845-277-9213. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, Tracia, we're going to wrap up here. If someone has any questions or any comments, we're going to wrap up here on tonight, and we'll be back here on next Wednesday, amen, as we continue on this lesson and study about the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit of God. We'll be talking about on next Wednesday what he does in understanding, leading us from glory to glory, amen. Hallelujah. So make sure you tune in. If you came in late on tonight, you can always go back and log on to Blog Talk Radio / the preacher and the pastor to be able to get caught up on the lesson that has been going forward starting since last week, because we started this new lesson, his indwelling Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and having an understanding how the Holy Spirit operates, knowing that the Holy Spirit is a person, why we need him, how he is our help, our God sent him for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And so tune in next Wednesday here on the same number, 845-277-9213. Look forward to seeing you all back here in Bible study on Wednesday night. Okay, God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. But we thank you for the Holy Spirit that you sent. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Amen. We thank you, Lord. It is you that guides us through your Holy Spirit, instructs us. It is you that blesses us. Amen. Hallelujah. It's you that favors us, oh God. It is you, oh God, have done it all. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for this time that you've allowed us to come to receive on tonight. And Father God, I pray, hallelujah, anyone that has an ear to hear and receive this message on tonight, oh Lord, let them receive, oh God. Let the scriptures take root, oh God, and be engrafted in our hearts and mind, oh God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, oh God. Let you have your way, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let thy will be done, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Fill these your temples with as much your kind of glory as possible. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your glory. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Though we leave this time, never the presence of God. We thank you, Father God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you and love you. Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people. God bless America and the life of your children. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. Have a good night. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living